Coach, if you don't mind, just start us off with your opening thoughts, and then we'll open it up to questions.
The first quarter, the first 3 minutes, I thought we came out a little nervous, turned the ball over, took the quick three. So after the first media timeout, we told them we need to attack, quit shooting the three-pointer. We had to get to the foul line. Then they started hitting their threes, and we weren't playing our defense. So halfway through that first quarter, we took our 2-1 press off and went to 55. And I think we really got into them with our pressure the second quarter on. So these girls, they never give up. They play until that final horn goes off. I'm so proud of my four seniors. We played this game for one of our assistants, Coach Deanhart. So can't say enough about what our girls did this season.
Coach, talk about your pressure in the second quarter. You only held them to only 4 points after they scored 13. And Terry Kinney had 14 in the first half. You held her to four the rest of the game. What adjustment at halftime did you make specifically for her? And what was in the second quarter you guys did differently?
More pressure. Get out on their three-point shooters. And when they took it to the hole, we knew we had to play help side. I knew we were quick enough to play help side. And then if they kick it out to a shooter, we're quick enough to get out there with open arms. And then at halftime, Carol, she started taking to the hole a lot and getting easy buckets. So we adjusted and we told Cam, you're face guarding her, she doesn't get another bucket. So all the other girls stepped up, helped out when Cam wasn't playing weak side. So a lot of credit goes to our girls on the defensive end today.
Craig, I think the first day of practice I was in there, and Jeff gave me a piece of the net, and I asked what this was for, and he said, we started the season cutting down nets, and we're going to end the season cutting down nets. I know that was a long time ago, but do you remember that? Kind of whose idea was it, and how good does it feel that, you know, you set a goal like that to accomplish it?
It was his idea. He didn't think I'd want to do it, and he's one of the coaches that is more of the motivator kind of guy. And we all sat down, I believe we did it at half court. We took scissors and we cut every individual cut a piece of net, saying this won't be our last one today. So we knew going in that we could do this for Jeff. But cutting a net means a lot to these girls. And I know Jeff's up in heaven just jumping up and down.
Coach, you guys are up 42-40, 3 minutes to go. What do you think the difference was down the stretch?
Our defensive pressure. I really think that was the key. I mean, I believe we were up 9, and they hit a 3 and a couple easy buckets or 2 free throws. They cut it to 2, so I felt like we had to play defense. We had to get every 50-50 ball at that moment and every rebound, which I thought the girls really executed after that media timeout when we were only up 2.
Craig, Libby gets 2 fouls. You don't have a lot of big players, but I thought Maggie was spectacular with defense, and she got a couple steals and buckets there in the second half. And just what does it mean seeing the senior step up in that moment, knowing that, you know, a lot more is on her with Libby and foul trouble?
Right. Maggie struggled last couple games. And we knew going into this game by film, she had to come to play. And we put her on the point guard. She is a power forward, guarding her point guard that can shoot and has speed. And Maggie turned her over a couple times, got a couple steals in the passing lane. Maggie meant a lot today for us defensively. And then she got a couple easy layups that brought her confidence way up.
For either one of the two girls, obviously you probably think over and over again what the moment will be like if you were a state champion. When the buzzer went off, what was the first thing that went through your mind?
The first thing that went through my mind was, we did this for Jeff, because this was, like we said before, we started the season the way we were going to end the season. And when that buzzer went off, it didn't feel real at first. And like, it's starting to sink in that Jeff is up there cheering loud as he can, and we just did it for him.
Yeah, definitely. We always leave, since after regionals, we decided that we were going to leave his chair open, and we put our JD shirts over it. So definitely when we ran out there, I mean, we got into a huddle, we like got done screaming, hugging, crying, and then we looked at each other and said, this is what Jeff would have wanted, and so that's what we did it for, and it's a dream come true that we did do it for him.
Emily, why have you gotten in the rhythm of three-point shooting here these last couple of weeks?
Coach always yells at me when I don't shoot, especially at the beginning of the season. I'm just scared to shoot. I mean, I'd be wide open and I wouldn't take a shot, but I told myself that this postseason is my last basketball season ever, so I gained a lot more confidence shooting, and teammates got me open, and I just started making them.
Did some of it carry over to today from last week? Did you hit a couple threes in that?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I don't know. I have to give a lot of credit to Cameron, especially being our point guard. She handles the ball really well. She takes it to the hoop, shoots it, and if she gets a couple people on her, she'll kick it out for the open shot. So it's good having her as point guard.
Was there any fundamental adjustment in your shooting that after 26% coming in here that you hit four today?
I don't really know. I just gained a lot more confidence, like I said earlier. It's just, it's like a head game. I just always get in my head, and then finally it just clicked to me that it's just a game and it's all for fun, and I like helping out my teammates just like they do for everybody else.
Craig, what did it mean to get the medal from Dave Warland, the guy you played for?
It meant a lot. I mean, I played for Dave back, 88, 89, 90, and it meant so much for him to put the medal around our neck, because when I played, that was our ultimate goal, to win sectional, regional, semi-state, and state. So seeing him do it, it just actually brought tears to my eyes. Reuniting with him, it was such a great job.
Cam, there was a lot made of Bar Reeves' defense and allowing 31 points a game or whatever it is, but I think that you guys showed that you can play defense as well in this tournament. Did you feel that you kind of had an advantage if you matched up defensively, defense versus defense, I guess, to them?
I definitely feel like we have an advantage because we're very unique in the fact that we have bigger size girls. So we have Libby and Maggie who are taller, but they're also fast. I always tell Maggie before every game, she's the fastest post in the state, so no one can ever keep up with her. And I told her before this game that like she's due for a good game. So definitely I think she was very important because we got a couple fouls early. So we couldn't have, Burks got one right off the bat, so Burks couldn't guard 30 anymore. So then I had to switch to 30, and Maggie had to guard 10, and she stuck with it the rest of the game. And she was crucial to getting a spark, so I think she did a good job.
Why was this offense so successful against that defense?
Well, it took a while to adapt, obviously, but I think after one of our timeouts and after halftime, we realized that we really need to come to the ball and make really crisp passes and ball fake. And I think that we finally started figuring out if your shot's not falling, then you need to take it to the basket. So I think that was the good change that we made.
Coach, there was a couple times that they came back, got it within 2 or 3 points, but your girls kind of got through that. Just how proud are you of them to be able to now let them come back and get the victory?
Very proud of them. That's one thing about this team. They never fold when it gets crunch time. I mean, we could be up 8-10, team cuts it to 1 or even takes the lead. These girls never quit. They always play hard, and they'll do whatever they have to do to overcome the deficit. So proud of these girls. I mean, they never give up.
What's it mean that your staff is made up of, you know, a lot of former Central Catholic players, people who had a goal of doing this, and now they get to kind of live that through that as a coach,
right?
Especially with Sarah Burks, her sister having a big game today. So
right, I know Katie Uber, one of the assistant coaches. She graduated in 2005, and they won state as soon as she graduated. So I knew this meant a lot to her to get back here and to win state. And then Sarah, she'd never played in state, I don't believe. And obviously me, when I played, I never won a sectional. So this is awesome feeling.
Emily, what did it mean to you that Sarah's been a part of this journey with you?
it's nice having her on the sideline because her freshman year is when the last girls state championship was, and she wasn't on the team, but I remember coming to the game, and it just felt like now that we're here, I get to share it with my sister, and like we're so close, and hugging her after the game just felt like we, like even though she's not on the team, she's part of the coaching staff, and we did it together.
For everybody, just what did you do to adjust to number 50, who had 14 of their 17 points in the first half and didn't really, wasn't a factor in the second half? So.
Go ahead.
Me?
Yeah. In a timeout, we had to make the adjustments, and we had to talk about who was going to guard her and stop this girl because we hadn't planned on her being as much. I think she came out and played really well. I think this was a really good game for her, so I don't think we were expecting that fully. So I think after one of the timeouts, we came out and who we put on her?
I don't remember who we put on her.
I think we put Libby on her until Libby got a couple fouls, but I think we did a good job. Everybody that came in was prepared for after that timeout, so I think we did a good job adjusting.
I think our problem when with 50, we were fronting her, so we weren't playing weak side, so she was getting easy lobs for easy baskets. So we made a quick adjustment on that, telling the girls they have to get inside the paint to play weak side to put a hand or try to stop that lob pass.
Yeah, that's what I would say. We in the first half, we didn't really play that well. Help side defense, and that's where she was getting a lot of her points. And like Cam said, she did have a really good game, and she was the player that we had to stop once we stopped 30.
For Cam, when it was 40, I think, it was a two-point game down the stretch. You had the ball kind of by midcourt, kind of an ISO situation. Did you want the ball in that moment when you drove and you hit that layup?
Yeah, Coach always tells me and Burks that we need to have the balls in our, have the ball in our hand because we have, like, he trusts us the most. So he told us that when we pass the ball to somebody else, we needed to go and get it back right away. So I started dribbling, and I found that they were kind of sticking. So I drove to Burke's side, and number 10 was stuck on Burke's. So I just kept going, and I went through two of them, and it just happened to go in. So it was a good play.
Craig, I noticed that in Jeff's casket there was a net. Was that a specific net? Was it like a semi-state net? Or okay.
It was a semi-state net okay. that we put in there.
Coach, just on Barry's defense, just where did they rank among the teams you played this year? What made them so tough to go up against?
I mean, that was a great defensive plan by Barry. I mean, if you watch film, yeah, we like to shoot threes, but our percentages aren't good, so we're not a very good 2-3 zone. We have sets and offense, but we just can't make the shots, seems like. So. I thought he did a great job coming out in that 2-3. Then he threw a 1-3-1 at us, and we got two layups right away, so he had to go back to that 2-3. We knew he was going to play 2-3 or 3-2 or 1-3-1. We didn't think we'd see man just because of our speed. So other than that, we responded with a couple attacks. We attacked the basket after halftime and got a lot of layups. So.
Any other questions?
Cam, just can you tell me real quick about the big block there? You had a two-point lead. 54 looks like she's getting ready to tie the game, and I think you jumped in there and just, you know, got all the ball, obviously. But the huge defensive play, and I think that completely swayed momentum back in your favor for the stretch run there.
Yeah, I was just playing help side. I usually get yelled at the most for not playing help side and being stuck on my girl. And I happened to actually be guarding 30, so I wasn't supposed to leave her. But I saw that she was driving and she beat her girl, and Libby wasn't fully stepped up yet, so I just stepped over there and got the block, and we secured the rebound and went down. I think we got fouled and put in the free throws too, so it was very important.
Coach, is there a plan for a celebration back at school?
Yes.
At some point?
They're having a greeting pep session at 3 o'clock at CC.
Today?
Yes.
Oh.
So.
Be there or be square.
For the girls, just the one last thing. How nice, or what is it? What goes in your head when you're standing on that podium, on the court, and you're receiving that medal, and then you get that trophy and lift it up? What's that feeling like?
I would say this is like the best feeling in the world. I mean, we dreamt of this the whole entire season, and now that it actually happened, it doesn't feel real at all. But it'll sink in soon. Hopefully, when we get back to the school.
Yeah, it's a dream come true, and especially we both played in the volleyball state game last year, And it happened to be Barrie that we played and they beat us. So we know how it feels to be on the podium upset and crying. But now we got our revenge and I'm really excited. My dad is a football coach at CC2, so he has a couple rings and he always like rubs them in my face. But now it's time for payback.
What's your shirt say? I can't see.
State champs.
Never give up. And we never gave up, that's for sure.
Coach, ladies, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you.